I'm 51. My wife is mid-40s. And we move and function like we're in our mid-20s. And that's all our kids have ever known. They've seen a mom and a dad fight to stay alive, who fight to have the best life ever, who fight to protect them, who enforce rules and create boundaries and guardrails to guide them, to give them the best life possible. We've never been sloppy. We've never been fat or careless or frivolous or flippant with money. We've never been irresponsible. And any time we've ever dropped the ball in anything, we've owned it and kept on going. Let me explain something here. If you're an adult, it's your job. It's your obligation to be the example for the next generation, because they will only learn from what they see. I'll be as raw and gritty as it gets. I was in the shower with my wife after we just had sex this afternoon, and we were standing there talking and laughing and just having a great conversation. And by the way, if you're all weirded out about sex, fuck, that's a you problem. It's probably why you ain't having any. But man, that took a pivot in this podcast. That's my show. I can say what I want. But my wife and I were talking about when we got out, we were standing there just toweling off and everything. I said to her, I said, give me some podcast subjects to talk about. I want to drop a show at least three times a week, if not every damn day. There is so much that needs to be addressed in the world. And we started talking just about our kids and being parents and the 18 years we've been together. And like, our daughter is 17, going on 18. She's going to be graduating in 3 weeks. And our son is going into high school. And so he's got another 3+ years left to go. And I thought, what an incredible waste of time. I thought about our kids and I thought, what have they actually learned? Nothing. And then I went even deeper and I thought, who have they learned from outside of us? Like, we have a very, very small group of very tight friends and a huge group of acquaintances. And there's a reason, because most of the people I wouldn't want their mindset, their idiosyncrasies infused into my children. So why would I have them around? And I mean, I'll tell you right now, if you opted to have some noxious chemical in a tube stuck in you, in your arm, on the basis of something going on in the world, you know, I'm dancing around it on purpose, but we're not going to be friends. I don't care who you are. I don't respect you because you didn't respect you. If you fight to stay there, again, that's a you problem. But who do you think our kids are learning from, man? Like, I'm 51. My wife is mid-40s. And we move and function like we're in our mid-20s. And that's all our kids have ever known. They've seen a mom and a dad fight to stay alive, who fight to have the best life ever, who fight to protect them, who enforce rules and create boundaries and guardrails to guide them, to give them the best life possible. We've never been sloppy. We've never been fat or careless or frivolous or flippant with money. We've never been, you know, irresponsible. And any time we've ever dropped the ball in anything, we've owned it and kept on going. Let me explain something here. If you're an adult, it's your job. It's your obligation to be the example for the next generation, because they will only learn from what they see. They won't learn from what you tell them. Why do you think there's all that bullshit going on in schools? What, because you're a furry? Get the fuck out of here. You have a litter box in your classroom? What is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? My son has a cat. Do you know why my son has a cat? I'll tell you a quick story. My son has a cat. Cat's name is Reaper, and it is, the cat is aptly named. My son came around the corner one time in this house that we had built, this custom home. It was supposed to be this big, beautiful custom home. It was built by a shitbag who ripped us off for $1.2 million. I won't say his name. I should, but I won't. The house is a piece of shit. The foundation was cracked. It was broken. The house, it looked so good. it was literally in my wife's dream house, and this guy fucked over my family. Well, part of the problem was, and I could go on, I'll tell you how I really feel, right? Part of the problem was the house is full of holes. It wasn't even sealed up properly. I'm working on the couch. I have my phone in my hand, sitting like this. For those of you that can't, I'm sitting there like this, working on my phone. It's about 8:30 at night. My son comes around the corner from his room. He says, "Hey, dad. And he looked a little nervous. He goes, "Can I talk to you?" I go, "Yeah, absolutely." And I have a rule in my house for me personally. If I'm in the middle of working or doing anything that needs to get done, if it is not life or death, sit tight. Give me a second. Let me finish. Because task completion is so important, because too many people start and stop a bunch of things at the same time, or they do something with one eye looking at what's coming next, and they never focus on what they're doing, which means what they're doing is done half-ass. And they learn that from you guys if you're the parents. They learn that from you guys if you're the teachers. They learn that from you guys if you're the adult that comes over for a barbecue. They don't come up with that on their own. And if they do, it's your job to correct them and guide them properly. Just yet another facet to what I'm speaking on. But I said, "Yeah." And he's a little nervous. So I said, "Okay." And I put the phone down. I go, "What's up, buddy?" And he goes, "A snake fell on me." "Yeah, you heard me." And I went, "What?" It was a snake fell off my top bunk. My son has this crazy bunk bed. It's like a fort. Like if I was a kid, I would have loved to have his bed, because he's got a queen bed on the bottom, and perpendicular to the queen bed is a double up on top. So it looks like a fort. It's got this cat. It's so badass. And he has like a million, or he had like a million stuffed animals up there. It's got this staircase up one side. This is the ideal kid's bed. It's better than a race car bed. Well, it fell from the top on him. And I got up, ran down the road, down the hallway, yelled to Brandy. For those of you guys that don't know, Brandy's my wife. I yelled to Brandy, "Get me the work gloves and the machete." So she grabs my work gloves, grabs a machete. Listen, I ain't getting bit. I live in Texas. They got copperheads and water moccasins and rattlesnakes and all kinds of crazy shit here. And I start moving things. She brought me a shovel, and I start moving stuffed animals off his bed. And I see this tail go under this stuffed animal. I took a look, and I moved the stuffed animal. As I pin the tail down, the tail's going, it's a fucking rattlesnake. Little baby rattlesnake, about a foot and a half long. And you hear me on the video go, "That's a fucking rattlesnake." So got the snake, took it outside, made a pair of boots out of it. And then I go inside. I go back to what I was doing. We rip apart his room. My wife is, my daughter, ripping apart his room. And I'm going through the rest of the house. And I hear my wife yell again, "Get your father." Well, there was another one. He's got one of these rumble seats. It's like a gaming chair with speakers and all kinds of stuff. And it's really badass. Well, underneath it was another one curled. So just to understand, is he fucking watching? If I would have screamed like a 7-year-old little girl and ran out of the house crying and freaking out, what do you think my son would learn how to do? What do you think my daughter would learn how to do? What do you think my wife would learn how to do? It is our job to teach them how to conduct themselves. It is our job to teach our children to be better than we are right now. And yet, listen, the reason my son has a cat is because the next day, just to pivot real quick so you understand where I'm going with this, is the next day, my son came out of his room that second time, and he goes, "I don't feel," he was in tears. It takes a lot to ruffle my son's feathers. And just so you understand, my son is a lethal fighter. I've talked about it for years. He is a devastating fighter. And he's been in jiu-jitsu for almost 11 years. That's longer than most black belts. And he's dangerous as fuck. I love that. Muay Thai and jiu-jitsu for 11 years. He is a dangerous man, which makes him a very strong man, because he's not going to go out and do stupid things. Weak, nice men go out and do stupid things. And that's what they're learning from half of you fucks out there that are going, "Oh, I want to be a furry." And the reason I'm saying that is because we bought him a cat, because I went, "Get him a cat, keep it in his room. That cat never leaves his side, and this cat is crazy." But we got a cat. You know what cats are? Pets. You know where the litter box is? In his fucking room. He goes to the classroom. He had a teacher come in with cat ears on, who claimed she was a furry. He told me about it. We almost went and got our son. The school said, we can't do that. But they still allow it. You know what else they allow? Big, fat, sloppy teachers. Listen. How you conduct yourself, it ain't all about you. It's about the eyes on you. It's about the young minds, the men and the women that are going to come and take over this world in the next generation. And they're learning everything from you. They learn one of two things, either what to do or what to avoid. They either look at you and go, I want to be just like that person because I think they're badass. Or I want to look at that person and go, not a fucking chance. No way. That is every mistake in the book. Except the issue is you're celebrated when you're fat and sloppy and you look like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. You're celebrated. Diabetes is a type 2, before you guys go off the rails, type 2 diabetes is a preventable disease. Obesity is not a disease. It is not a psychological problem. You are not a carb addict. You identify with being a carb addict because some bozo-ass medical doctor told you that's what it is. Some psychology professor told you what it is. Some PhD with a psych degree analyzed you and said that's what you have. No, you learned to become that because of what somebody told you you should be. Why don't you hear anybody going, I'm a steak addict? You don't. It's only the negative things so you can offload and absolve yourselves of the responsibility of correcting the fucking problem. But my kids, my friends' kids, they're watching all the people conduct themselves with rights and entitlements and privileges instead of duties and obligations and responsibilities. You know, you want to know what a fucking man is? A man is someone who acts on their duties and responsibilities above all else, independent of how they feel. You don't think that I wake up angry or irritated or sad or anything? All the time. It doesn't affect my conduct. You know what my son and daughter see? That. They see any mistake I've ever made that I owned up to it and kept going. Listen, for you weak simps to sit there and go, I'm going to hold a grudge for all eternity and point my finger at you for every, I'll save you the trouble. When I fucked up with CrossFit, I'll save you the trouble just so all you queers can't sit there and whine about it. When I fucked up with CrossFit, I was online the next day owning it. I didn't make excuses. I didn't try and validate it. And then I got right back to doing what I was doing, which was my fucking job. That's what a man does. I still have some of you asshats. Oh, yeah, but I can't listen to you because you did this. You cheated here. Fuck you. If you have, I want to see all of your skeletons in your closet. You would die if you had to reveal your mindset, what goes through your head. Heaven forbid we saw your internet history. You guys would lose your shit or follow you around with a camera 24/7, 365. I am untouchable. Do you know why? I am the strongest man in any room that you will ever be. I will overpower you all fucking day. Do you know why? Because I own my life, not you. Because any mistake I've ever made, I own it. Stand up and go, yeah, that's me. Now what? That's what I did, not what I'm doing. That's what I did, not who I am. Now what do you have? The most powerful man in the room is the one who owns their mistakes, is transparent about their life, and keeps on going, not hides behind it. You know what? Lack of accountability feels like an attack to all of you people hiding behind your excuses and mistakes and making sure you point at other people. But then you sit there and go, well, I have a right to be fat. You do have a right to be fat. Don't shove it down my kids' throats. I have a right to choose what gender I am. No, you don't. God chose that. Sorry. I draw the line there. But it is your duty. It is your duty, your obligation to be the best example for the next generation and to give them a leg up so they start further ahead than you had to. I heard a parent one time going, oh, I'm never going to give my son a car. He's going to work for it. I started with a piece of shit. He's going to work for it, know what it's like. What the fuck are you talking about? I gave my daughter a Porsche. Why would I want my child to start off lower than me? Who are you doing that for? You think that teaches them responsibility? You make them suffer like that? Even though you have the means to give them a better life, Your job is to give them a leg up and teach them everything you can. Yes, through experience, through everything they do. Guide them. But don't stomp a mud hole in your kid's ass just because you're feeling insecure. When you sit on the couch and you scream and yell at a football game while you eat a bag of Doritos and wipe the pizza grease off your shirt, and you're 80 pounds overweight, your kid sees that. When I see a dad and a son walking, and the son is 9 and the dad is 45, and they both are shaped like bowling pins, you know what people say? Oh yeah, those are genetics. No, they're not. Those are life choices and learned habits. You are the product of your constant thoughts and actions. You are the construct of everything that goes through your head and the actions you take or don't take. You are where you are. I'll say it even easier. You are where you are, doing what you're doing, living how you're living because of the things you failed to do or the things you did. That's it. And those are all directly under your control. For you to blame somebody else for anything in your life, especially your weight, you're a fucking coward. I've never accidentally eaten anything. But it's your job as an adult, not just for your kids, but for everybody that's watching you. Everybody that's watching you. I have no respect for you. I don't care if you respect me. If you don't respect yourself because you allow yourself to be the lowest, weakest version of that you possibly can, that is the highest level of disrespect you have for what God gave you. There are a lot of people walking around, kids walking around dressed up as adults, trying to convince the world that they should have an opinion. You don't have an opinion. None that matters. You can take it any way you like it. But it is your job to look at your son, at your daughter, to look at the kids in the neighborhood, to look at, I would have no problem letting any child listen to what I'm saying right now because I'm right. See, that's what people do. The only people that are going to shit all over you are the weak fucks at the bottom. They target up. People at the top do not target down. Do you know why somebody who's fit and healthy is not going to shit all over somebody who's giving everything they got in the gym to get there, even if they're not jacked? Because they know what it took to get there. The only people shit talking are the people that go to the gym, wander around for 4 hours, and tell everybody how hard they're working, but they just can't get anywhere. As they leave and they smoke a cigarette and eat a box of donuts and do nothing. And they scream and yell. They go and play frisbee in the park with their dog who's just as fat as they are, when they could be doing all kinds of other things. Imagine this. This is why I coach. I have the best fitness program in the world. Oh, I'll arrogantly say it. Absolutely. My fitness program is better than anybody else's in the world because you pay me once, one time. And you get me for life. I have been online for a decade, so I'm not some fly-by-night bullshit magic app. Just try this. If the program does, and listen, I have beginner that you've never touched a weight or done any workout before. I have intermediate, which is pretty solid. And then I have the stuff that my wife and I do. Those are the only three options we have. It doesn't change the price. You get nutrition. You get all the video access to everything we do. And you get access to my weekly coach call where I get your head right. And I give you marching orders to own the week and go out and scorch the fucking earth. Who the hell else does that? And if they do, they don't do it even close to as well as I do. It's not arrogant. It's because I'm that damn good. Nobody coaches like me because I actually give a fuck, but I give a fuck about everybody. If you give a fuck about yourself. If you disrespect yourself by demanding acceptance for being the weakest, lowest form of yourself, for going, I blame my boss for my low wages. I blame the food industry for being fat and sloppy. I blame my wife for me being an asshole. I have no respect for you, but neither do your kids. Neither do your kids. Like, fuck. It's unbelievable to me that you can sit there and actually talk shit about somebody who is fit and wealthy and successful and has a great life and a great marriage, and you have none of that. If that's what you're doing, that's what your kids are seeing. If your kids are seeing that, that's who they're going to become. And you're okay with that. See, you guys, you don't see past that first level. You go, well, this is important to me. I'm going to go. I watched a lady talk about some TikTok video. She was crying like a fucking baby because her big, fat, chubby ass couldn't fit in one of the seats on the rides. So you want the seat to change to accommodate your poor decisions. Would you do that to your children? And if you go, well, of course, I want them to have a great life and have the freedom to choose. You want them to have the freedom to choose, but they don't have the emotional maturity to make the right decision. That's your fallback. Your job is to give them the best life possible. And right now, it's not about the left or the right or Biden or Trump or Hamas or Israel or fucking chicks with dicks or what. It's not about that. None of it. None of it. This isn't about that. Fuck. Like, you guys got to get this through your head. That's not what this is about. This is good versus evil. This is the right thing to do and a laundry list of the wrong thing to do. And the forces of evil are making a lot of noise and swaying a lot of people to make some very bad decisions. Do you think for a second that God wants you to be the weakest, shittiest version of yourself when he goes, I've created you in my likeness? Well done, my good and faithful servant, doesn't come out of somebody's mouth when you are trying to do yourself harm. You think people should go to prison for committing crimes against other people? What about the crime you commit against yourself? When people do harm against somebody else, they call it a violent crime. What happens when you do harm against yourself because you make poor life decisions and you influence the young minds around you that are watching you? Just so you know, somebody's always watching. Somebody's always watching. Somebody's always taking notes, and somebody's always using you as an example of where they need to go and how they need to conduct themselves. And you're okay with being the weakest version of yourself. Please do better. Because if you aren't making the money you want to make, your kids are watching that and listening to you talk about it and listening to you validate why you're not making the money instead of going out and doing better. When you tell your son or your daughter you can do anything and become anything you want to, and you're not, the first thing they're thinking is, then why the fuck aren't you? I watch fat people sit at the pony wall at jiu-jitsu and yell at their kids and tell them what to do, but their kids on the mat, they're not. I got no sympathy for you. It's embarrassing to conduct yourself like that and go, I don't give a fuck. What do you think your kids are going to do? But the next generation is going to say the same thing. You've got to look at the life that you're leading and understand that somebody else is looking at it and they're going, that's how I'm going to be. The bar is so low. The standards are so low. And it's being accepted and celebrated because the noise of the masses who aren't putting in the work or the time are looking for everything outside of their reflection in the mirror to blame. And to go, it's because of this, it's because of that, it's because of nothing. It's because of your lack of fucking priorities. It's because of your priorities in the wrong direction. It's because of your discipline in the wrong direction. It's because of your belief that it is somebody else's responsibility to take care of you. You look in the mirror and you look to see what's behind you, the person looking right back at you. Your kids are going to do the same thing. For the love of fucking God, look at who you're affecting. Because they're watching you, and your job right now is to prepare them for the arena they are going to have to step into when you're gone. See, you think that time is an infinite commodity that you have to freely exchange however often you like, except time is the one thing that is always being reduced. It's the bank account that's always shrinking. And you're going, I'll tell my son when, I'll tell my daughter when. I love my son and daughter and my wife so much that I'm willing to do everything I can to make sure I take care of myself and provide the best life possible. Now, if you're going, well, what if this is the best life possible? Cool. Is it? Is what you're doing right now to your capacity? Or is it to the level of your emotions? Because you are so frustrated at going, well, I'm fat and I'm sloppy and I know damn well, or I'm broke and I'm alone and I know damn well that I did it to myself, and that bothers you and it disgusts you, and you loathe yourself because you know inside your mind, where you are always alone between you and your mind, 24/7, 365, you know that you could have changed it and you can at any moment. But the problem is the results aren't instantaneous, and that pisses you right the fuck off. Well, what do you think your kids are doing? If you started a year ago to change your weight, if you started a year ago and did that business online, if you started a year ago to work on your marriage with your wife or your husband, you'd be in a different place right now. But what happens is a year later, you go, well, fuck, it's too late. And you come up with all the reasons why it's going to take too long. But had you started, had you begun a year ago, you would have lost more weight, you have made more money, and you'd probably have such an epic relationship in your marriage, and your kids would respect you. Don't think for a second that your kids respect you at all if you don't respect yourself. You want to have the respect from your family, become worthy of respect. You become worthy of respect by doing everything in your power to become the best, most elite version of yourself. Like, I teach parents, men, women, people that have jobs that they drive to, I teach you how to make money online. So you can, listen, it's not easy, but I teach you how to use this thing so you can actually be home with your family and make significantly more money and give them the life that you fucking promised them. Don't you dare disrespect your own children or the children of your friends by allowing yourself to be the least, to be the weakest. It is your duty because they're watching. And if you don't get it, if you don't get it, that this is a battle for humanity. If you don't get it, that they are always watching you, and how you carry yourself, what your character shows, is exactly what they're going to emulate later. Do fucking better. Dude, and if you're trying with all you got or you need help, you message me. I love you guys. Peace out. I gotta go. Never, ever fucking miss. And if you're missing, stop. Never miss.